Okay, everybody, welcome. Welcome to this morning, and thank you so much for coming. It's really wonderful that finally it looks like we are getting somewhere with this project and going forward. So what we're going to do this morning is very briefly, I'll try to be brief and present a little bit about the Language Lab and Tomatis, the project, and then we will give a little time to the international zone so that there is a context of the zone in which it is now coming. And then we will hand it over to Paral and Nimish, who are our new architects and who will give a talk about their approaches to sustainable architecture and what is sustainable architecture. And then hopefully we'll have time for a discussion. Yeah? So. Okay, so the project actually started in 1998. We've been working on this since 98, when we first had the idea that Auroville should have really a proper place to learn languages, a comprehensive language learning facility, instead of it being in individual teachers' houses. So that there should really be something in Auroville for languages. And the idea was to break divisions and separations and to really come together for meaningful communication and really to celebrate and honor the diversity of Auroville, this incredible linguistic diversity that characterizes Auroville. The Language Lab would be a place to celebrate that. We also had this idea that every Aurovillian should be enabled to speak at least 4 languages in addition to their mother tongue. So, 5 languages. Of course, Mother has given these messages for Aspiration School and so on about English, French, Tamil, and Sanskrit. So those remained, since the beginning, quite a strong focus. But of course, we do all, you know, on our media tech now we have about 26. That's going to go up pretty soon when the technical guys have solved the problem. And of course, the underlying thing underneath all this was also this whole thing of bringing Auroville together. And this is where the Tomatis thing would come in, to listen better to each other, resonate to each other's souls. So we have these two activities. In 98, when we started, we just had initially the vision of the Language Lab. And all possible different things. In fact, that vision, excuse me, is on my second present here. This was from our first proposal. Started out like this. This was our very first proposal from 1998. And in this proposal, of course, that was 33 years, now it's 42. It's 10 years later. Basically, again, it says about the, you know, the unity and diversity, this remarkable diversity, linguistic diversity of Auroville, and the interaction amongst the languages from all over, the local, international. This is really the aim of the lab. We also had a whole bunch of very sort of strongly articulated principles, which was that ALL would serve Aurovillians as well as students from the local population from around. It was an open place. Interaction between the teachers would be based on mutual respect, diversity of teaching styles. We had a whole lot of, in fact, I won't go into all of them, but basically there were a lot of principles which continue to underlie our work. Those are sort of all encapsulated in this proposal, which is available as a PDF on our Language Lab website. Oops, sorry. Yeah. And I'll just go back to, excuse me, this one. So, right now what the situation is, in the Language Lab we have what's called the Media Tech, and the MediaTek is basically a network of computers with high quality audio, video, and software to enable language learning. At the moment, like I said, there's some 26 plus languages, but pretty soon the thing is going to go up. And we've really tried over the years, especially we were one of the first, actually we were one of 7 projects that the government of India chose in 2003 to recommend to UNESCO for funding under the participation program, one of seven in India. So that was kind of an achievement, and that also helped us to establish this MediaTek. So it's really a place for people to do, as Mother also wished, self-study. If anybody wanted to learn before they were going for a trip, whatever, those materials are all there on the MediaTek. Some are naturally better than others, but we've really tried over the years to get very, very high quality materials. We also have classes. All our classes for the moment are sort of voluntary teachers. And as and when volunteers come in, we have classes. And mainly the regular ones are, of course, English, French, Tamil. Chandrima is there for Sanskrit. Occasionally there are, you know, other things that happen. Whoops. All right. So we have a little library and a resource center. The library is really pathetic and it really needs to be improved. And this in the future building would be, you know, we would expect to have a lot better materials. We also have very recently installed what's called the ODLL, the Orel Digital Language Lab. And this is the new thing you see in America and in Europe and so on. The whole thing of language labs was with, you know, companies like Sanaco and, you know, so on, who had these old kind of what were the traditional language lab system. So that has all been replaced now by what are called digital language labs. And you will be quite amazed to know that one such program has actually been developed in India, Aster, by a company in Kerala who contacted us. And after a lot of technical teething problems, it is finally there. And this allows teachers to follow individual students very specifically. They can actually assign lessons per student. So it's quite an incredible tool. And unfortunately, our computers are still very old. They're the first systems from set up in 2003. So, you know, they're not strong enough. But we need, the actual digital language lab is finally functional. We also have a whole part of our work, which most people don't know about, has related to materials development. So since the UNESCO days, we have quite a few projects in process. There is the Tamil Alphabet Software Program based on Color Memory Association. There is a whole card and card game of the Tamil alphabets. There's a book. There's prayers and meditations of Mother in French. And there's a kind of a multi-language visual dictionary, all in process of development. Very, very creative sort of work there. And even we did a work on Hitopadesh in French and English, and still some other projects which I haven't mentioned there. Okay, so then that brings us to tomatoes. So right then in 98, we had heard that there was this fantastic machine which enabled language learning. And it was by a famous doctor called Dr. Tomatis. So we said, great, we're going to contact Dr. Tomatis and we're going to ask him to give a machine for Auroville. And that was 98. This attempt to contact him in 98 was unsuccessful. Finally, it took us about 3 years. We contacted him in 2001, finally. And we are, Tapas and I, are actually the last public people to meet him. He was in hospital when we met him. And so this is how we brought in tomatoes. So now, very quickly, I'm going to run you through, especially for Parul and Nimish. Tomatoes is based on the fact that a human being's first exposure to language is in the womb. That's where we learned language in the first place. So sonically, we actually recreate that journey of going back in the womb. Much later, when we have more time, I can give a more detailed thing. This we're just going to. So babies learn in the womb. Later, they simply listen and repeat. He also said the voice cannot express what the ear cannot hear. So if your ear doesn't hear it, your voice is not going to be able to pronounce it. That's a fundamental tenet of tomatoes. So he did these kind of spectral analyses of languages, and he found that different languages have different characters. So there are different sort of frequency bands that are emphasized. So, and basically your ear gets kind of attuned to the frequency band of your mother tongue. And not just the frequency band, there are two other sort of parameters. One is called delay, another is called precession. I won't go into the details, but basically those are the three parameters that are needed for learning a language. And we actually have in the Tomato Center, we have settings which correspond to these different languages, right? So, yeah. So true fluency is when one can listen. One has to train one's listening to listen like a native speaker. So you have to change your brain. Your brain has to click into another mode of listening when you're learning a language. And there's a beautiful quote by Mrs. Tomatis where she talks about learning a language is learning how to resonate to the soul of the other. That's where that comes in. So, Tomatis's laws in brief, as I said, the voice contains only what the ear can hear. The ear can be retrained to hear compromised or lost frequencies. Once restored to the hearing, these frequencies are instantaneously and unconsciously restored to the vocal transmission. We don't have time here, but we have a little video which is available through through the language lab of an experiment that we had that's actually documented on film. And you can see the incredible power of this. As soon as you have the headphones which modify your listening, the speech changes. We just had another, Farida and I just had another demonstration of it yesterday. There was some, an Aurovillian who was working and her mother tongue was Spanish. We switched her from, you know, the normal settings into Spanish, the incredible change in the voice. So this is to really be seen, to be believed, and I'm afraid that video is too long to show. But the video is there. So sustained stimulation over a period of time can permanently modify a person's listening and therefore their phonation. So you literally teach the brain to make that click into the other language. And so you learn not mentally. You don't use the mind, you use your entire body being. That's the tomato secret. And it's done through this machine called the electronic ear. Yeah, that's his invention, his great invention. And so you don't translate. You work directly. You start to work directly. Yeah. So, okay. One's openness or propensity to learn a language can be gauged through a listening test. We also have a whole bunch of other parameters that we use to evaluate how a person will learn a language, and that includes tone discrimination, where the person situates sound in space. This is very important for language learning, and also which ear they preferentially use. That is a sample of a listening test. This is, yeah. We also look at a whole bunch of other factors when it comes to language learning, and that's the relative position of these two curves, the red and the blue, the bone and the air. We look at how the person deals with rhythm, structure, and melody. We look at their memory, concentration, and also the listening posture. All of this ensemble goes into learning languages the Tomatis way. That's the audiometer that we use to do the test. And after a period of passive listening, where you train the brain, afterwards there is an active period where you work with audio vocal exercises. Very precise, you get this audio vocal loop, feedback loop working. And now in Auroville, in the language lab, we have managed, after a lot of effort, to add another step, because we noticed in the initial years that there was something missing, and that was the grammar. Yeah, so how do you integrate that? And so we actually have now set up to be able to do a Tomatis group class. So following up as a third step is this kind of group class. So you see people around the table. It is your traditional class, but everybody has their individual mic and these very special headphones. Unfortunately, I don't have a good picture of the headphone. These are not just normal headphones. They're like super professional, and we also work directly with the stimulator right on top of the head. So the other thing to know is that was how we entered into Tomatis. It was really through languages. But then as we went on, we discovered that Tomatis has some amazing therapeutic effects. Because it's because he discovered that the ear is responsible for much more than hearing. So it has a lot of functions related to energy. So that goes to mental activity, creativity and awareness. So he talked about the ear is the dynamo of the brain. Then posture, our equilibrium, coordination, sense of the body, bodily integration, all of this is controlled by the ear. Every single muscle of the human body is actually controlled by the ear. And of course, all the applications related to hearing and listening, which include language, all kinds of learning, not only language learning, but all kinds of learning, voice, singing, music, and of course, attention, concentration, and memory. So that's in brief the applications of the Tomatis method. You can see it's incredibly wide. And as we have been doing this work in Auroville, naturally the context has been the, you know, life work of Mother and Sri Aurobindo has really really inspires how we interpret the test. So that is quite different from even though the actual technical things are the same, we have a different sort of approach to it. So there are all of these can be treated with Tomatis in the area of course language learning itself, and then you have all these dyslexia disorders. A lot of people suffer from attention, concentration, communication problems, autism, some of the more related to the motor, psychomotor, pervasive developmental delays, epilepsy. And of course anything related to balance and coordination, Meynier syndrome, certain kinds of hearing loss, not all, it depends on the hearing loss. And some new applications starting abroad are like recovery from stroke. Some quite incredible results have been obtained. Also to help dialysis patients. It's quite wide. So obviously our focus in Auroville is naturally the language applications. But being the only center in India, we're also open to the others as people come to us. For children, it's a great thing. Lethargy, stress. I think a lot of Aurovillians, we are completely stressed out. Fighting with each other all the time is so stressful, and I think we all need a break, and Tomatis can really help that. Depression, I'm surprised at the number of Aurovillians who are actually hiding a depression. We see that immediately on the test. One can see it right off, hiding what's going on. It's revealed. It's also artists. Incredible opening of colors can happen through the program. Singers, broadcast professionals, okay. So that is Tomatis. So basically, it's not just for problems. Don't think it's just for problems, because in fact, what Tomatis is at base, it's a tool for self-awareness. That is what it is. And this is what our experience with Aurovillians has been, allowing one to really go deep. And this thing of bypassing the mental and using the music to go deep has done quite a lot of pretty incredible things for people over the last few years that we have been doing it. So that's it for me.